"He ain't been sittin' so all day, has he?" said the landlady. But all we said, not a word could we drag out of him. I almost felt like pushing him over so as to change his position, for it was almost intolerable, it seemed so painfully and unnaturally constrained, especially as in all probability he had been sitting so for upwards of 8 or 10 hours, going too without his regular meals. "Mrs. Hussey," said I, "he's alive at all events, so leave us, if you please, and I will see to this strange affair myself." Closing the door upon the landlady, I endeavored to prevail upon Queequeg to take a chair, but in vain. There he sat, and all he could do, for all my polite arts and blandishments, he would not move a peg, nor say a single word, nor even look at me, nor notice my presence in the slightest way. "I wonder," thought I, "if this can possibly be a part of his Ramadan. Do they fast on their hams that way in his native island?